I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly exploration of new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
First, we have a musician we featured a couple of times on this segment with a slowed-down ballad that's unlike her previous offerings.
House hunting isn't exactly up there with love and death among subjects that yield great, poignant songwriting. But that's exactly what Courtney Barnett finds in a new song called Depreston, where the Australian narrates a relatively tedious drive around a Melbourne suburb. But the level of detail in Barnett's observations tell a much larger story, one of mutual dependence, class anxiety, and even economics and history, as a realtor shows her around the home of a woman who apparently recently passed. Depreston is a beautiful song. I love to hear a young talent like Barnett taking such a risk on what will be her debut record out later this month. It doesn't immediately grab your attention or make you stop what you're doing to listen. Depreston is the warm, comforting, middle-of-the-record ballad that you have to find for yourself, the kind that'll keep you coming back to an album years after it came out.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. A Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for. Thank you.
That's Courtney Barnett with The Preston off her upcoming debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, out March 23rd on Mom and Pop Records. Next, we have a Tulsa musician prepping the release of his third solo album.
Hallelujah, John Moreland has returned. The singer moved from Norman to Tulsa last year and released a fantastic record of heartbroken Americana in 2013 titled In the Throes. Well, yesterday Moreland shared a new song titled High on Tulsa Heat from his next record of that name, which comes out April 23rd. The song features some expert pedal steel guitar playing from Jesse Acock, and in a new look for Moreland's solo work, the addition of an odd found sound suggesting the frequency emitted by a damaged radio. Moreland told CMT Edge that writing High on Tulsa Heat helped him to see that a lot of the songs he'd been writing were tied by a common theme of home. What it is, what it could be, and whether or not he even has one. Have a listen.
In lonesome sound, we got wrecked on love in the heavens above. Now we're back on broken ground. Lost in a lonesome sound, we got wrecked on love in the heavens above. Now we're back on broken ground.
That's John Moreland with the title track from his upcoming third solo album, High on Tulsa Heat, which is out on April 23rd via 30 Tigers. Finally, we have a new dance pop track from Grimes.
On a trip to Austin in December, I went out to a club with some friends, and we got in just in time to hear the song Go by Grimes, a monstrous EDM banger from a project that the eclectic Canadian has said was scrapped over a year ago. Well, now she's back with a new track suggestive of a very different musical direction, one of softer melodies and subtler dance influences, more trance than dubstep. It's called Reality, and it finds Grimes projecting a human warmth instead of her usual cyborg vibes. It definitely feels to me more Mariah Carey than Robin. Check it out.
Issue of Look at OKC has Adam Kemp's cover story on Tommy McDowell, a 70-year-old homeless man that keeps clean a 10-block area of 23rd Street in Oklahoma City. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.